Okay, good evening, everybody. So, interesting, very unfortunate is the elections yesterday. I will say, I don't know if I imagine the people on this Zoom and some multiple people who at least were in the orbit that listened to the shiur would have seen a couple, at least one of the articles that I wrote about Mamdani and the danger, and that has not changed, unfortunately. It's interesting, the reactions I've got, because I wrote those articles, are internationally. Of course, some hate mail here and there, but also people saying, do I think the end of the time or the world? Without hijacking the shiur for things which is not meant to be, I do believe it's another reminder of the importance of chesed. Chesed really is one of the main things that bring us bracha, blessing, both as individuals and as the Jewish people, and certainly a Yiddish Jewish response to challenging situations is to increase our tefillah, to increase our Torah, and to increase chesed. One of the things we'll see, as I say for continues, is that one of the things that brings the geula, the redemption, of course, is chesed. I think it's really a good segue for tonight's shiur, and we're still elaborating, before getting to all the details, of why chesed is so integral. And again, everyone this who's listening to a shiur on Avas Chesed appreciates chesed. Well, where our goal really is to transform how we live in a world and how we treat chesed, and not that it's a checklist or a nice thing, or it's in the intellectual part of our head, but it's in our gut, that when we view an opportunity to do chesed, to do an act of kindness, it's an amazing thing. I'll just tell you, since at least everyone on the immediate Zoom share was in San Jose, or was from or is in San Jose, so Rabbi Beowitz, I don't know if you remember him, he collects for Torah schools for Israel. He is that in his head. So he's in Chicago the past week. He actually came to the Chasana. Sir Rabbi Beowitz, I saw him tonight. I said to get supper. So, he said, no, it's too good. Collecting. Lamaisa, I told him if you want to stop by the house. Lamaisa, he stopped by. I give him, do you think I'm giving him food? First of all, man, that's tzaddik. He's going around the entire world collecting for what? Is he collecting for himself? He's collecting for Jewish children to have a Jewish education in Eretz Yisrael. By the way, the fact that, again, it's on my mind, I don't want to, this whole Mamdani thing that any Jew could vote for him is beyond belief. But that many Jews, albeit in the very religious parts of Brooklyn, the Orthodox, which are huge, by the way, there were 90 to 96% voting for Cuomo, even though they didn't like him. But for any Jew to vote for Mamdani, how does that happen? So 99% of the people who voting for Mamdani, actually 90%, way over 90% of the people voting for Mamdani who are Jews were ignorant, illiterate, disconnected from Yiddishkeit, doesn't bother them, their priorities are wrong. And Yidden who don't have a Jewish education are lost, the Jewish people. In America, they'll intermarry, they'll be assimilate, they can become our enemies. Jewish voices for peace, not Jewish, not voices, not peace. In Eretz Yisrael, they can fight against Torah. So here's a Jew collecting to give Jews, Yiddish kinder, Jewish children to give education. I offer him supper so he can go have strength. I offer anyone supper as a chesed. Offer him strength. Am I helping him or is he helping me? What is chesed for me? Well, I get a part of that. Give a good supper? So I'm just giving a happy experience to my mind. We're really looking to have a different view of the world and a different view of how we do chesed. And so the Chafetz Chaim, again, is going to elaborate upon that, and as I noted before, we need bracha. Just as individuals, as Klal Yisrael, it's a time where we're seeing all, you know, a few people have noted to me, it's great that all the anti-Semites are coming out of hiding. So there's obviously, it's good to know your enemies, but it's a little bit concerning. We have so many enemies, and some of them are in places of power. Now, Hashem watches over the Jewish people. We're going to be here. But we want bracha. We want blessing. It says the Chafetz Chaim, Oy nira li, levar ramadi isa v'yalka tehillim. I want to explain what the Medrash says on Tehillim. Milifanecha mishpatai yitzesh. Tehillim, David HaMelech says, from you, Hashem, my judgment should come. Says the Medrash on that pasuk, on that verse of Tehillim, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. Hashem says to David, Al-Chinam Asis Sanhedrin. Do we have a Sanhedrin? We have the grand Jewish court. Lech v'don lefneim. What are you saying? The law should come from me. The judgment should come from me, Hashem. Go to the Sanhedrin. They'll adjudicate. They'll paskin. They'll say what the laws are, what the halacha is. Amalu David. King David said, David Melech said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Hashem, kasafti b'sar asach, you read the Torah, v'sheich lo sikach, that a judge cannot take a bribe. V'hen misyarin, and therefore your judges in the Sanhedrin who are great individuals, the individuals who comprise the Sanhedrin were the leading sages of the Jewish people when there was a Sanhedrin was extant for those many hundreds of years. V'likach sheichar v'la'adun oisi, over 1,000 years, they would never take bribery. And therefore, I can't bribe them to judge me favorably. Aval ata, you Hashem, neitel sheichad, you take sheichad. Hashem, you could be bribed. As the verse says, as the passage says in Mishnah, in Proverbs, sheichad b'cheik rashi yikach, even from someone who's quote-unquote wicked. What is a sheichad? Uma a sheichad? What is, how do you bribe Hashem, so to speak? Says the Medrash on Tehillim, Tshuva shakarish baruch hu neitel min harishayim ba'olam hazeh is maisim tovim. You want to bribe Hashem, do tshuva, turn to Hashem, repent, and do good deeds. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem says to Jewish people, b'nei ad shari tshuva psuchin asa tshuva, before it's too late, do tshuva. You messed up, you made mistakes, you hurt yourself, you hurt people, do tshuva now. In this world, now, even if a person does terrible things, they can do tshuva. In the next world, can't do tshuva. By the way, in real life, you go in front of a judge, you killed someone, you stole, you damaged, you're not going to do tshuva. You gotta pay back. Right? A guy comes crying, he took a car and ran over 50 people. He says, I'm sorry, judge. Oh, I feel bad. And it's sincere. What are you judge going to say? It doesn't work that way over here. Hashem can fix it all. He can do tshuva. Tshuva. Aval mishani yoshe b'din b'olam haba. But when it's over, when it's olam haba, when it's the world to come, you squandered it. Ein enotel sheikha. Then it's just judgment. Shneimar. Then the pasuk says in Mishlei and Proverbs, l'yisi p'nei kol choifer. And at first glance, how are you calling tshuva, repentance, returning, and good deeds, sheichad? And if it's really the judgment, the din, should be that you're not worthy, or you need to fix yourself, or you damage this world, you did terrible things, what does that mean? That you can bribe Hashem, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that the symbol, the sign, the greatest, so to speak, gushpanka, emblem of Hashem is emes, is truth. Elaborates the Chafetz Chaim. How should we explain this? Dilemaila, when there's judgment in the heavenly court, when God judges you and I, the Jewish people, the world, Shnei Ashanagas Shashem Yisparach Mani Baham Esalomo. There are two ways, or two, so to speak, tracks how Hashem judges the world. Echad, the first way, is Mias HaDin, strict judgment. The Echad, and the other track, is Ches Midas Chesed V'Rachamim, with the attribute of kindness and compassion. V'yadua, the Chayvasa Shel Adam, Uzchuso Le'as Lavo, that our our judgment, our merits in the world to come is how much mitzvahs did we do? Did we learn Torah? Did we do chesed? Did we daven? Were we kind? Did we give tzedakah and charity and support Torah and Yiddish kiddush and learn Torah? Vavarish is better. Kol she'amru Chazal, dim roiva mitzvahs. Again, roiva mitzvahs. If you have a majority mitzvahs. By the way, that doesn't mean objective. It means subjective. How you did the mitzvahs, what your level was, what your opportunities were. Were your majority mitzvahs? You're tzaddik. Majority sins, averus. You're in the classification of the wicked rasha. You know that in general, if you're an employee and you're gonna be re-signed for your contract, you're gonna be offered a new contract, getting a raise, you're gonna look how valuable you are. Are you mostly a positive? Are you a negative? How you're viewed? What are you doing? What's your performance? Everything in life is that way. It's common sense, so to speak. As a film you mizchios ma'od, yetz chayim beis shomala im loy shetischazik atzvah kochoy chlatz kedink b'chomateil. And he says the truth is even if you're a majority, most of the mitzvahs and good things we do, it's lacking. We wouldn't pass the test. The vada yedak to acher kol mitzvah liros. Would anyone want to be judged? I think it's now nighttime. We're all we are. How he davened Marv tonight, your Shema Yisrael, that every word was Kavana, Shemana Esrei. Would you want to come and be judged or graded on that Shemana Esrei tonight, on the Shema? Right? Did you say Shema and have every word be a hafta and every word? Did your head wander? No one who could say they did everything correctly. Shabbos. Waste your time, use it correctly. The whole safer one for many months. Shabbos Malchasa, hopefully improves our Shabbos observance. But do you want to be judged? All the lachas, all the laws, all the keeping. No one wants that. I mean, you don't want even your taxes. Who would want, just out of curiosity, anyone, your IRS to audit you? Go through all of your statements carefully, look at you. Would you want your boss reading all your emails during the day? That's a great one. When you want your boss looking at what you did the whole day, imagine that. Imagine the boss would look at every minute you used that day. What you did lunchtime, what emails you did, your performance, so on. Who wants that? Who could pass such a test necessarily? And by the way, we're doing mitzvahs, you also look at how you machshavas, the thought process that went into it. If it's going to be strict judgment, with correctly, in the right way, halachically, to be with love, with fear, besimcha, with joy, hamitzvahs. Very kind of part in every mitzvah has details, how we did it, did we perform it correctly? It's not just you do a mitzvah, there's all kinds of, you learn Shulchan Aruch, you realize everything, there's nuances in how you do halacha, and there's things which are right and wrong. Kumosha Kasim Sefer Charedim, as the Sefer Charedim was a great student of the Arizal, Rabbi Yitzchak Loriel, the great Alpi Kabbalah. Kumosha Kasim Es Kol Mais Lakim, Hashem will judge us on everything, on Nelam. And Bevadai, mitzvahs Shelo Hishlimo, there are many mitzvahs we do correctly, and it won't be counted. So we're judged in the world to come. Majority of mitzvahs is a tzaddik, majority of Beres is wicked. It's going to be the law of our mitzvahs. We're going to be disqualified. Did you really do it? You know, like, was it really a mitzvah? Did you really think about it? Did you do it correctly? In Chas V'Shalom, a person could be categorized above as wicked, Rasha. I just saw in the Zohar today, I was looking at something. Zohar says that 30 days before a Rasha comes to Gehenim, the whole Gehenim calls out his name and says, oh, and they're going to. It's like a real tragedy. Really serious stuff. If you're feeling lots of tshuva, even the tshuva of Eza Avanos, if you did tshuva, when you look at your tshuva, you might say the Vade Shlohaisa tshuva Korei. Who can say the tshuva properly? If you're in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisnag Azim Adam, B'mitzah Chetzver Rach, and Magam the Vade Yisnaf Kimi Gedela, and what's the mitzvah Kamara Oshak Kisva Eza Prat, Mikomaka Mavadi Ichapsus Kus Al Shlo also Isen Kroy. Fish aru tzchasa makamen. That's if you judge with din, with judgment. If you're scrupulous, by the way, if human beings also, I was really silly dealing with a human being who's a very serious individual, and I watched, like, someone messed him up a little bit, but this guy was like, he judged that person, whoa, like without mercy. And I was thinking to myself, if this guy would be judged that way, woe is to him. Like, he told a person, you're going to be judged, and God, I'm like, watch, like, what, Shugana? This guy has his own, happens to be a serious person, a nice person, but too harsh. No one should, you don't want to be judged harsh. And who can stand for that, you know, in themselves? Who feels comfortable being judged on one day in your life in front of your boss, let alone in front of one of Hashem? But if you judge with mercy, compassion, all of a sudden you're understanding. You tried, you made efforts. Oh, you know what kind of generation we're today? The generation we're today, most people do nothing. They're lazy, they waste their time. They don't do even mitzvahs at all. Well, that's amazing what you're doing. Fantastic. And you know, you're challenged and it's difficult. We all want to be judged with chesed rachamim. And it could be even that you'd be technically speaking in the negative. I'm a kaddish baruch hu yisam v'racham and gemurim. But if Hashem judges you with rachamim, he can take away the negatives. Really, you weren't careful, but do you know how hard it was? Do you know how challenging it is in our day and our time? You live in a world today, so much people are nervous today, they have anxiety today. They need a break, maybe they're a little bit stupid, not so careful. But you listen to a shir every week, that itself is extra credit plus, right? Coming on, learning about this, amazing. Hashem could look, you're trying, you're on the way up. When you person judge people compassionately, it's a whole different reality. With kindness, because of course, many things you do were a mistake, it wasn't purposeful. You know, very often, someone's, you know this, by the way, somebody screams at you, they're not screaming at you, they're screaming, they're stressed at home, they don't feel good, their boss is on their case, whatever it is. So if you're a compassionate person, judge them compassionately. They're not screaming at you, they're screaming at somebody else. Okay? People do things incorrectly, they're weak, they're not bad people. God judges favorably, it's a totally different judgment. Therefore, you take the avonis off, the sins off, all of a sudden you become a tzaddik for eternity. Well, it's this big stakes here. Rasha for eternity, tzaddik for eternity. What does that mean, eternity? We really elaborate about different shiras. Vuprat, and certainly if you've done tshuva on certain things, your tshuva will be accepted. Right? You've now erased the negatives. It's disappeared. V'yineh, so there's two ways. There's the strict judgment way to be judged in this world and the next world. The next world, it's only strict judgment in theory, perhaps, unless you have something. Or the way of compassion and kindness. V'yineh be'em is kol adam. Anyone has even any understanding of judgment in this world, certainly judgment by God in this world, Hashem, who knows everything and judges everything, and certainly for eternity, we desperately, desperately need Hashem to judge us with chesed and rachamim, with kindness and mercy. But of course, there still is a level of truth and justice. So how does that work? This is a big concept in Kabbalistically, and the Talmud elaborates on this as well. The way we act in this world is the way God will interact with us in the upper worlds. It will cause it to go above in the upper world. If we treat people with kindness and mercy, it will cause that in the heavenly worlds, ricochet down to this world, that Hashem should judge us with chesed v'rachamim. U'merachem Hashem yisparach ala olam b'shvil, and Hashem will create more mercy in the world because of that. Laken mipri pi ish tispa bitno. For your own fruit, you're going to eat. You think you're helping the guy who needs dinner. You think when you help a Jew walk into the shul and say, Shalom Aleichem, guy's a stranger coming into the shul, doesn't know anybody. Especially, let's say he's not observant or she's not observant. This could be their one chance. Their one chance to become observant. There are people, I can know several people who in my time in Avachad, walked in thinking they come one time in their life into an Orthodox shul and are now fully observant, right? What if you blow that chance? Maybe it's not, they're a religious Jew. Everyone likes to say Shalom Aleichem. You think you're helping them, you're helping yourself. You give tzedakah to the yeshiva, I'm obviously partial to elementary education, to the Yiddish kinder, to a shul, to a mikvah, to an erev. Who are you helping? You're helping yourself. Not just if it's your shul. Not, of course, if it's your shul in your community, you're for sure helping yourself. You can't live without it. Right? You're helping your own mitzvahs. But anyone, any place. The way you treat others is the way you'll be treated. You're kind to a person at work. You're driving a car. You let the person pass. You didn't just let him pass. You made his day easier. Comes home, maybe he's a nicer person to his spouse, children, calmer. He doesn't beep the next guy. People, beeping is contagious. Stressful driving is, being aggressive driving is contagious. You drive aggressive, other people do it. You're kind. You let people go. You wave them on. Create kindness. And it's where the other person crosses the street by the crosswalk. Wow, imagine that. You can be nice to a person. And you create a culture of that. And you're nice. Hashem is nice to you, so to speak. The Jim gives you rachamim and mercy. Anyone who's merciful to people. Rachamim on you for Shemayim. That's what the Zohar says. In Parshas Emor, Taninan says, "Be'udatata atitar of the ilam." The way you treat do below, that's how the same thing corresponds above. E barnash avad. If a person, let me just make sure that they don't translate below. No, that's fine. Some of these. Somehow the translation in Aramaic, I'll give it to you. I'll translate it. V'im, what is it in Hebrew? V'im barnash avin uvdilasata ketikayalas. If a person does acts below properly, hachi itar chela ketikayalas leila. So too, when you're nice to a person below, Hashem will give it up above. Avin barnash chesed ba'alma. Oh, sorry. You do it properly below, but probably above. You do chesed in this world. You get a chesed, kindness from above. Kindness. So imagine this. You're kind to a little worker in the company. The boss gives you a big raise. He doesn't even know, you don't think he even knows about it, but he does. Right? You're of kindness. It's our chesed, le'ilav shabbat yomah, is that the beginning? It protects you. V'yistabe b'arnash b'rach v'sata. If you're merciful, you'll be a merciful above. V'sata b'rach v'beginei. That's about that way that person was a shaita, a fool, for being so harsh on people. You're harsh, you think you're in shul. Now again, somebody speaks in shul. Mr. Ruiz says you should shush them now. You have to know who and how. So if go back to that irreligious Jew, he doesn't know what a shul is. You know how to shush him. Mr. Ruiz wasn't talking about that person. Chavetz Chaim wasn't talking about that person. Chavetz Chaim is talking about a yeshiva bachar who knows way better not to talk in shul. And he's sitting there talking. You should shush him now. If the person is sensitive, or whatever, and he's going to never come back to shul, you also have to know. I'm not talking about that person either. Again, you have to have a little bit of wisdom. But this guy, what I watch is a person who judged like he was fire and brimstone, and it wasn't fire and brimstone because he would do it with anybody else. He did it about himself. He was upset. So you don't have the case, which I don't want to say in case everyone listens to this share, right? But like, you watch people, you don't want to judge people harsh, you'll be judged. The Zohar says, the way you act to others and judge others, that you're judging yourself. Whenever you meet a person, and you way you act, you judge them at some level. The person is collecting money, the person needs a place in shul, the person needs a shalom aleichem in the morning, the person bumped into you, told someone a story, that the great Rav Volbo, someone told me, his father was running, Rav Volbo, the great mashkich, the author of the work Al Yeshua, he was running into the yeshiva, and he slammed one of these revolving doors into Rav Volbo, the blessed is that's all. And instead of about turning around to see who did it, now what would you and I do? Or at least, you turn around, you berate the guy. Be careful, you could hurt, kill someone. Could, don't you see him here? You got, it would be, you, how reckless could you be? That's a normal, Or you at least turn around and give the guy a dirty look. Like, what in the world are you doing? That's a normal human reaction. He slammed the revolver, but like, stood, did not turn around and kept walking. He didn't want to embarrass the person. Now you would say, wow, that's amazing. I'm telling you, besides it being sure how worked on, he did a chesed. The Rachman, if it was a yeshiva, could have been humiliated. He hit the mashkiach, hit him on purpose. He'd be humiliated. So he didn't even turn around. I once saw someone sort of David Pervarsky, the great yeshiva Panovich in Bnei Brak. He used to come every Erev Shabbos, hours before Shabbos, dressed in his Shabbos clothes. He would walk to Panovich Yeshiva, which at his time was the premier yeshiva in the world, and learned for hours before Shabbos. And one day he's walking up in his elderly years, 80s or 90s, passed away. I remember him when I was, this 30 plus years ago, when he was in his 90s, I believe, in coming to Panovich. He couldn't walk, they had to carry him. Like he'd walk, he'd be above air, he'd be walking like a man. This is probably 15 years earlier. He's walking up the hill to Panovich hours earlier. And somebody's mopping their balcony, they're doing what we call squeegee in Eretz Yisrael. And they poured all the water off the balcony, not realizing that below them was the great Reb David Pervarsky, one of the greatest Rosh Hashivas of his time. They got him completely dirty with dirty, disgusting mop water, dirty mop water. It gets all over his Shabbos clothes as he's walking up the hill. As an elder man, person saw what they did, they were mortified. But they were even more flabbergasted. David Pervarsky, that's all of us memory, did not pick his head up to see who did it. They just turned around, walked back down the hill to change. Why did he do that? Shouldn't he look up and screamed? Well, what most people do, can you imagine in certain neighborhoods in the world, they would take a gun and shoot the person. They'd kill them. Or they'd go knocking on their door, they'd scream, they'd get it. He thinks he was anointed unto him on purpose. And that's, I'm at that level. Personally, I should be very frank. I'm sharing because that's when a person really, really, really works on his life. You look at the world of kindness. Like you could scream at a person all you want. Not only will it make you angry, but you're going to be judged that way. Or you could be kind to people. You could be caring to people. And Hashem will be eternally kind to you. Not only in this world, he'll judge favorably in the eternal world. And that's when it really matters. When those mitzvahs are going to be analyzed, do you want to be judged? Were those good mitzvahs? Were they bad mitzvahs? Or you went, oh, of course, you meant this, you meant this. You were very kind. You remember how nice you were? We'll judge you kindly for eternity. And that's when the sign of a person's righteous for eternity or wicked for eternity. A rasha or a tzaddik. And it will be for you, the Zohar says, your guardian the day you need it. The Zohar says, the way you're judged is the way you will be judged for eternity. And in this world, if you need bracha and kindness, serious stuff. If you don't give up, you're like the Sodom, like the stone. Remember last week's parsha? What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. I'm not giving it to you. You don't share your house, you don't share your car, you don't share your money, you don't share your time, you don't share your energy, you don't share your smile, you don't share your friendliness. And if they mess up, there's no mercy. who magbe lamayla chalila chas shalom magbes miyazadin judgment valkein shoot sarach achakach leisadavar gamol yadav yase shmesamish shesbarach kam to me the zoo. He'll be judged the same way. V'ayzein because imut sadik and toiv kipremam yachel. You're the kind of person. You offer a person a ride, a money, a loan, a shalom aleichem. You teach them Torah. You offer them a place to sleep. You give them. You build the yeshiva that Yiddish can teach them Torah. You help them mikvahs that people should be kaddish or to table or kelim. You have an erev not just so you can carry, but other people can carry. Other in Jews who don't know what an erev is can carry and not be over averus. You're going to be eternally, you're in great shape for eternity. Oy l'rosh hara, and woe is to a person who is harsh and mean and cruel and uncaring to people in Ezra, because that's the way you'll be judged eternally. Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's what Davinach says. God, I don't want to go in front of human judges, even the Sanhedrin. They're too strict for me. They will judge me based on what I am, the Sanhedrin, because that's what Sanhedrin has to do. Sanhedrin has to say, were the two witnesses, did they get you? Everyone learn the Sanhedrin here? We have people in Daf Yomi over here. We have Shastas, it's like Yitzchak Fagin, it's finished all of Talmud. You don't want to go for the Sanhedrin because that's their obligation. They can't be bribed. The Torah says you can't take a bribe. So they have to judge by what they see and how it goes. Okay, there is a certain amount of shoot the dyna of equity they can do, but essentially it's judgment. Did you get a ticket? What's it based on? Did you damage the proper property? Etc. Dov says, Hashem, I want you to judge me. Because you can take bribes. I can do tshuva with you, Hashem. I can do chesed and good deeds and be judged favorably. The Maisim Tovim says the Chavetz Chaim is Meramez al-Ian Staka v'chesed. If we do charity, we do acts of kindness that in this world, that it causes our tshuva to be accepted in the world above, in the world of which otherwise would be judged or judgment. Really, when you're judged, of course it's judgment, but it's a different attribute of judgment. There's a harsh judgment, and there's the way you're judging. You need to be judged. That is the judgment. That is the truth. Because if the way you are, that's your truth. If you're the kind, caring, peace person, that's how you're judging others, the truth is, that is how you're judged. That's why, says the Chavetz Chaim, Hashem constantly exhorts us, tells us, do chesed. I want to judge you favorably. I want you to have chesed. And the Torah has many opportunities for chesed. And the Torah stresses chesed. Then you do Hashem is baruch chafetz chesed. Hashem desires, right? Hashem chafetz chesed. He desires our chesed. Kedusibirchav writes his shiatzu b'nei. As the pasuk says explicitly, chafetz chesed. Hashem desires our chesed. Writes his shiatzu b'nei Yisrael. So God wants us to come out favorably in judgment. He wants us to judge ourselves favorably, eternally, because if we do chesed, that's what we're creating for eternity. V'loy chayav. He doesn't want to have to judge us with trick judgment. Lechen. Sivam, therefore Hashem commands us to go in His ways. We should be for Rasul. These are ways of good and chesed. Why? Therefore Hashem will judge us with chesed. As I started, we're living in challenging times. There are lots of scary enemies out there. Hashem runs the world. That's Hashem's world. We want Hashem to judge us favorably. Mamdani can drop dead tomorrow. Can have an aneurysm. Can drop dead tomorrow. Right? The kid that been dropped, he can disappear tomorrow. Come on, you know, he can disappear tomorrow. It's just the boogeyman. The real world is Hashem's world, and you know the real judge and judge is we are judging ourselves. If we're cruel and unkind and uncaring, then that's how we'll be judged strictly. But if we're kind and charitable, and giving, then Hashem will judge us the same way. Chesed, we'll say, brings the gula, and we need a lot of chesed right now. In fact, one of the ways to save ourselves from the travails of the Chevel Mashiach is to do chesed. And when we have that perspective, don't just do chesed, We love chesed, which is the point of the sefer. And we will continue next week, actually, the topic of the mitzvahs that cause us merit in this world, manifest is here and now, and what saves us from future travails and difficulty, and how chesed does it. Okay? Wishing everyone a good night, a good Shabbos, good Surah Tovah, good.